One, two, three. Okay. The Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Michelle Russo on August 29th, 1983, in the artist studio. The interviewer is Jane Van Cleve. When were you born, Mike?
I was born in 1909, and April the 30th, exact date.
Where?
In Waterbury, Connecticut.
What was that community like at that time? Was it a working community or?
It was a manufacturing community, largely made up of immigrant groups and a large Italian and Irish population, and there's also other ethnic groups.
Mm-hmm. Were your parents immigrants?
Yes, my parents were immigrant. They came to this country, I think my father was 15 years old, and my mother came sometime after that. They were married, I think he was 20 and she was 18 years old.
Were they married in this country then?
They were married here.
Yeah. What was your father's name?
My father's name was Nick. Mm-hmm. Nicola Maria Giuseppe Russo.
Isn't that marvelous? And your mom's name?
My mother's name was Maria Filippa. She was called Lipa, and her last name was Jamale, which is in English, Jamale.
Mm-hmm. Did they come from the same areas of Italy?
Yes, they came from the same small town located in the Provincia di Foggia, right on the boundary line between the Molise, I think it's called, and Apulia.
And it's kind of a rural part of the country, or?
Very, very rural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then how many children did they have?
They had four children altogether.
Uh-huh. And where were you placed?
I was the first one, and I had three sisters following me.
Uh-huh.
Two of them immediately, and a third one some years later.
Isn't that something? So many girls. And do you remember, what did your dad do when he came here? Was he educated or?
No, my father was a peasant and a slightly literate. And I think sometime after he came here, he went to night school and taught himself English. He was very much education-minded. He worked in a factory, he worked in a clock factory, I think making watches for a number of years. And then eventually he went into the insurance business and became an insurance agent.
Uh-huh. And when you were little, did they keep pretty active ties with Italy?
Oh yes, very much so. I think my mother particularly, I think she probably had difficulty mastering the language or even adjusting, because immediately after she was married and we were born, she somehow or other had some kind of a crisis, and a trip was recommended back to her hometown, and she took us kids with her sister, went back to the hometown for a visit. And at that point, World War I broke out, and we were detained there for the entire period of the war.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that changed our experience, as that affected my experience of growing up in a very important way.
Were you about five?
I was about 5 years old, and we came back in 1919 when I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time I was completely Italianized, you might say.
When you went over to Italy, did you know the language? Did you?
I really don't know whether I knew the language. I know that when I was 10 I did not know any English.